Blog Talk Radio.
World. Once again, we welcome you to another half-hour fact and fun-filled edition of TDR Radio, Thief Dog Records Radio, with your host, 30-year underground hip-hop veteran, Thief the High Priest. And that's me, and what's good. Happy Sunday to you. Thanks for joining me once again. This evening, proud to announce we are winding the bend on my goal of doing 100 episodes. This is episode 99 this evening. I got 99 problems, but a Blog Talk Radio episode ain't one. You dig? Yes, sir. That's how it's going down in a real live way, starting off the top of the hour. That is the sounds of yours truly doing a cover of a cover. That's me doing a cover of Ace Frehley, New York Groove, which is a cover of Hello's New York Groove. So, you know what, man? I just got to keep it real. A lot of people, they're like, why are you doing these kids? Why are you singing? What are you doing? These are not great. You know what, man? I don't know. Believe it or not, these songs that I'm putting, I've got three Kiss covers on the internet, okay? This is like the it's getting a lot of plays, man. It just broke like 900 plays. It's all over on a lot of MP3 forums. A lot of people are sharing it. It's out there, man. So the reason I do these, trying to just be a little diverse, you know, I kind of wanted to be a rock musician at heart. And Kiss was like, I'm a rapper whose main influence is the group Kiss. Rock and Roll Over was the first album I ever purchased as a child. So, hey, man, just, you know. It's music, man. I love to do it, and I love to be different. So to those who enjoy it, thank you. To those who think I'm out there, you know what I'm saying? It's all good. Check out some hip-hop, Thief to High Priest, SoundCloud. You're going to love it. You're going to like it, And we're here tonight with a great musician calling in. Another reason I did that song tonight, New York Groove, musician from New York. Outstanding individual. Mark Montfleury is calling in from New York this evening. This guy, very talented individual, man. You know, I've got a lot of talented musicians on my friends list. Definitely caught my ear, man. He's got some catchy songs, some great musicianship, some great songwriting. I see he's working very hard. I notice all these things when I check out the people on my list. So he's here tonight. He's waiting on the line very patiently, and he's going to be joining us very soon. Little bit of music industry news this evening. Jerry Heller fires back at Straight Outta Compton by filing a $110 million defamation lawsuit. Uh-oh, Jerry's on the warpath. The story of NWA Rap's most notorious group shattered box office records in August when the F. Gary Gray film, Straight Outta Compton, claimed the number one slot for 2 weeks straight, becoming the highest-grossing musical biopic of all time, earning an astounding $60.2 million in its opening. Since its release, some skepticism arose surrounding the accuracy of information presented and the portrayal of key characters in the story. One of the primary figures referenced was the group's ex-manager, Jerry Heller. For years, Heller was noted as being the root of conflict and corruption within the group, mishandling business and failing to operate with pure intentions. Now, Heller has responded to the form of filing a $110 million defamation lawsuit against the film's producers. Heller proclaims that the biopic has caused irreversible damage to his professional image and reputation, asserting that the makers of the film also failed to receive proper permission to use his likeness. More notably, contrary to the known accounts of Ice Cube and Dr. Dre, Heller refutes ever being the bad guy that sparked the group's downward spiral. Interesting. Kind of knew this was going to happen. For those that are unaware, you know, I had Jerry Heller as a guest on this show back on his birthday, October, I forget the date. It was back in 2012. If you go through the archive episodes, you'll check it out. It's one of my most listened to episodes. And, you know, he was a very pleasant guest, actually, and very, again, very interesting gentleman. You know, it's kind of a 50-50 with a lot of people from that camp. You know, there's a lot of people that say that he gave them an opportunity when a lot of people wouldn't. A lot of people say that he was ripping them off. So you never really know unless you were there. But the story will play out, and we're going to definitely see what happens with this lawsuit. And, again, should be very interesting. Again, calling in from New York, Mark Montfleury is on the line. Let's see what's going on with him this evening. Mark, hey, what's good, homie?
How you doing, bro?
I'm doing great, man. How about yourself?
I'm good, man. When I heard Back in the New York Groove pop on, I was like, who is that? Because I know the tune, you know? And then when you said that you covered it, I was like, wow, that sounded dope, man. That was hot.
You know, I truly appreciate that, man. You know, like I said, some people are groaning, some people are smiling, man. You know, it is what it is. And, you know, I've done like 3 Kiss covers, man. I got one of Calling Dr. Love and one of I Love It Loud. And they get more plays. They get, yeah, man, you know, rest in peace, Eric Carr, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, I get more plays and downvotes on the Kiss covers than I do my hip hop songs, man. So I kind of wanted you to check that out. So, you know, man, hell, you know, maybe we can get on a collab in the near future, brother. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to branch out, do something different, man.
That would be awesome, man. I mean, you know, the first song I ever learned was Detroit Rock City. Some kid
like there
next
you
door
go.
To me. You know what I mean? Like, so like I would love to do something like that, man. That'd be dope.
That's great, man. I don't want to go way off sidetrack, and I want to get back to you real briefly, but you bring up Detroit Rock City. Are you a fan of like the new Ace Frehley at all? Have you checked out his new band that's been touring with him at all?
You know, man, I'm kind of like sideways on that stuff. You know, like I like the classic, like 70s lineup Kiss. You know what I mean? And anything outside of that drives me nuts.
I ain't mad at you. You know, like he's kind of like I said, he put out a I feel horrible, man. I should know the name of this album that he put out recently, like something new that he put out. He's touring, doing like smaller like club venues, but he's got this singer, man, again, Scott something, man, horrible. Shame on me for not knowing this. But he's got a drummer that's singing, man, and he sings like the young Paul Stanley, man. He does like an awesome cover of Detroit Rock City. When I get a chance, I'm going to send you the link for it, man. You're going to like it, because I feel like, you know, Paul Stanley just didn't got the chops like he used to, man. None of them dudes really do, but
he was a beast back in the day, man. God.
Right. Yeah, so I appreciate that, man. And, hey, let's get back to the man of the hour. Again, appreciate you calling in. Do me a favor, man, for my friends out there, listeners, followers, please formally introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about Mark Montfleury.
Word. My name is Mark Montfleury. Hello, everybody. I'm a musician, rapper, MC, rock wannabe star from New York City. I've been spending the last couple years just really hustling out here in the city and getting to know the whole landscape and layout of, you know, what's dope, where to play, you know, what people's bills to get on, and just really working hard on music, man. That's definitely my story right now.
That's fantastic, man. Like, I definitely took note. You know, man, we're not going to, you know, I'm not going to BS you. This is, you're not going to get a million listens on here, but, you know, eventually you probably get 1,000, man. And any time that I can provide any kind of small promotional opportunity for people out there that I see that are working hard and are extremely talented like yourself, that's why I reached out to you, man. You know, so.
Bro, absolutely. And I appreciate that too, man. You know what? Tell you the truth, I don't even care if there was one listen, man. Just the fact that you thought of me and reached out, that's dope. You know what I mean? That I appreciate that 100%.
And, you know, man, your humility will go a long way, you know, in the industry as well. And just, you know, man, it's, you know, that's, I like to have a good rapport with the people I have on the show, man. You know, again, this is not some superstar shoot you to fame kind of radio show. But, you know, yet and still, man, I get a lot of people like, how can I be on? Like, I get a lot of, like, some people just tweet me, like people that I don't know. And really, I want to know a person. I want to like their music. I want to get a feel for them. I don't like having strangers on the show, man. That's just how I am.
Absolutely.
That's how achieved a, you know, a modest amount of success with the show, and I want to just keep rolling with that. And hey, you know, people are more than, you know, David Priest Bennett. Check me out at Facebook. Let's friend up. You know, if I like you, we can talk. But it's, I just don't, you know, I don't do the old wham bam, let's throw some shit at the wall and see what sticks kind of episodes, man. That's just not my style.
Absolutely, man. And you know, you got a good name out there, bro. Because there's this other social media site called Sue. Like Tsunami, a bunch of my friends were on there, and, you know, I posted, you know, that I was doing the interview tonight, and they're like, yo, we know, dude, he's awesome, he's been, you know, I was like, all right, and I've seen you for a long time hustling, like, through all the social networks, you know what I mean, so... Definitely, man.
I'm pushing. It'll be, you know, man, it's just, I always say, man, to me, internet years are like dog years, man. I'll be celebrating. I can't believe, you know, 2016 is right around the corner. You know, this spring, I will have been on the internet 8 years, man. And, you know,
wow.
I tell people, man, you know, again, always very humbly, man, Google thief to high priest, you get 15, 16 pages of Google results, man. I really put in a lot of work, and, you know, I was trying to make it a little more than what I got out of it, but I'm still happy to have them. You know what? If there's no fame and money, I'll take the notoriety and respect all day. You know what I'm saying? So, and
absolutely.
It's just an opportunity
also,
to build with good folks. Go ahead, man.
Absolutely. And just to tag on to what you're saying, man, it's like, it's more about the body of work, you know? Like, you're doing things, you're prolific. I feel the same way about my work with my music. It's like, I'm going to keep making music. That's what I do. You know, like, until the day that I am dead in the ground or I can't really do it anymore for some reason, like I can't hum or something. You know what I mean? Like, I'm always going to be doing that. So, like, having that body of work out there, I mean, somebody's going to see it somehow, somewhere. You know what I mean?
I always just say, man, I'm just busy over here cementing my immortality with 15 hours of music uploaded on 5 SoundCloud pages, currently at 246 uploads, man. Man, when I'm gone, when the old man has left the building, like Thief the Hype, the music will survive and live on. And you know what? I'm just thankful, man. You know, I'm from that. You know, man, I'm an OG, man. I'm like quadruple. I'm in my mid-40s, man. I'm from the era when, you know, I'm from before the internet, man. So for this to come along and for me to be able to upload my entire catalog and, you know, it'll be known, you know, whether I'm here, whether I'm not, fame, no fame, money, no money, the music and the message will exist. And that's a reason to put your hands to the sky, ladies and gentlemen. You are tuned to TDR Radio, Thief to High Priest, Mark Montfleury. This song he's got here, if this doesn't have HIT all over it, you don't have eardrums. Check this out. Hands to the sky, Mark Montfleury. Do me a favor. Don't go nowhere. We'll be right back.
Gonna come down. There's
Yes, sir. Hands to the sky. The sounds of Mark Montfleury. You're on TDR Radio with Thief the High Priest. Sir, I do believe you created an FM rock radio masterpiece there.
Really?
Hey, man, you know what? No, I got off work the other night. I got off work the other night and listened to that, man. Like, you know, it's really rare for me to just get off work and you know, I don't just randomly listen to – you know, man, I got better shit to do than sit here and blow smoke at you, man. Like, I really – if you can't tell, that song is just exceptional, man. Just really – that's a sock knocker offer right there, brother. Where are you at with this? Where did this come from, man? Where did this come from?
What, the song or just this, the music
just,
in general?
I'm sorry for being kind of vague. Like, the inspiration for this song, man. Like, you really, you know,
man,
you have a lot of good music, but I just feel like this is out the park, this one, man.
You know, the song's a funny story, bro. Like, I wrote it probably about, like, the meat of it, like, eight years ago. Like the verse, chorus. And I was just feeling like, you know, it was weird. I was feeling like I wanted to, like, do something with my life, which was really, like, make music, you know what I'm saying? Because I still made music. I was more one of those kind of guys that, like, sat in his bedroom and made beats or, you know, but I always played guitar, you know? It was more like, not like a hobby, but I just didn't really think that I could do anything with it, you know what I mean? And,
right.
I don't know, like, started going out and playing shows one day, and I was seeing the reactions that I was getting from people. And so anyway, that it kind of made me want to write a song that was really basic, you know, because I was writing these epics, dude, like 8-minute dream theater, you know, situations, you know what I mean? And it was just like, I was just
small Rush tunes.
Yeah, you know, I was going like past Fly By Night into like Permanent Waves.
Right,
you know what
right,
I mean?
Right. Yeah,
yeah.
Some Hemispheres, Opus 13 type. I can dig
total.
It.
Total, you know what I mean? I mean, I was listening to, like, Fragile from Yes, like, I was like that. So I was all in there, and I was like, all right, let me just, something nice, quick, easy, simple, and I want to put some words that made sense, like, that's how I feel. So anyway, I put the song away and started, you know, doing other songs and stuff and was working on, you know, a lot more hardcore stuff, and then as I was putting this album together, I don't know. I just thought, you know what? This second part came where it slows down, and I'm saying, you know, there's something in the way I'm feeling. I never want to come down. I was like, that's what
break
ties
is a monster,
together.
Bro. That was that.
Oh
just,
my
yeah,
God!
It really does.
Yeah.
And I'm just, you know, I'm just getting this. Like I said, man, it's just, you know, you sound like you mentioned. You know, you mentioned Rush, Frampton. It's just got classic rock influences all over it. I am the classic rock dude. You know, I am that. I'm that. You know, man. Again, I'm an older cat. I'm that. You know, mid late 70s FM rock radio type of dude, man. You know, so I just, you know, really, man. Like I, you know, man. I really like the song, bro. Like, if I like it, man, I don't need to just blow smoke at you, bro. Like, if I had a label, bro, if I was like Sony and I heard that, I would sign, you could get signed off that, bro. You know, man, that's
yo,
just my personal,
awesome.
You know, man.
I
just,
I
you know, I love
that,
it. I would like to see you perform that live sometime, man, and I bet you're just a beast. Like live performances. I wanted to ask you, do you have any live stuff on the internet anywhere, like on YouTube or anything like that?
Yeah, I definitely have some live stuff on YouTube. I got a couple like interviews / like live performance joints that I just did.
Great.
Over the summer.
Great.
Yeah, I got mad stuff, yeah, totally.
Great, man. And where can we find that? Where can we find that at on YouTube?
You can find me at YouTube / Marks Music, MarksMusic. And I think I have some, I got Skippy Peterson on Instagram too.
That's great, man. Yeah. And so what is the album, you know, excuse me for butchering the title here. What is it? What is it? The James Dean Death Machine? What is the whole thing here?
It's called The Last Summer / James Dean Death Machine.
Okay. And what's this? What's up? What's this? Where is this coming from, bro? Where is this coming from?
Okay. So You know, my dream, like you said, your dream was to always be a rock star. My dream was to always be a rock star, but be a lead singer. You know what I mean? Not
right.
even playing an instrument or anything. So last summer, man, this past summer, I found a band. Everything was great. We're in the basement for like 7-8 hours every Saturday, rocking out, coming with these beautiful tunes, man. I mean, it was amazing, you know? Like, we're all feeling it. And then it just seemed like those guys wanted to do the cheapo and, like, have, you know, boobies and everything over everything instead of, like, you know, really concentrating on the art of it and just putting out like that to have it be judged as just music, you know what I mean, without all those gimmicks. And I kind of, like, separated from that. So anyway, long story short, we wound up getting into this huge fight and, you know, my drummer left. Everybody left me. And so I had we were going to do our first show. We're going to do our first show at this big club out in Brooklyn, man. And,
I was watching this. I don't mean to butt in, but I saw this unfolding on your post on Facebook.
Yeah, exactly.
I saw this.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I was pretty much abandoned. So anyway, I'm pissed off. I go and do the show. I'm like, all right, whatever. And then the next day I wake up, I mean, I got trashed that night. I just felt horrible. It was terrible. And then I wake up the next morning and I'm like, you know what? That was my lost summer. And I feel like, you know, a death machine right now. You know what I mean? Because it just went crazy. So I started recording the songs. Like, you can hear my voice cracking in half of them. I didn't even care, man. I was just like, let's get this out.
No,
so,
it's
yeah.
good. And I also saw something about, you know, man, you're supposed to be, I'm sick of all this high-polished music. My shit's going to have some pops and buzzes. And it's just, you know, you have a very organic quality about your just entire aura to me, man. And, you know, like I said, man, you know, obviously, like I said, I see you're, I'm the type of dude where I might not, you know, I'm not always leaving a bunch of comments. I might not even like the post, but I'm watching. I'm always watching, especially the people that I think are talented and the people that, you know, whose music I enjoy and, you know, who I really enjoy having as a friend. You know, I'm not always interacting, but I am always watching, you know. So I've seen this unfolding and I've seen what you were saying, and just a lot, man, your photography, man, you got this one, that one shot where you, like, you were in the subway, man. Like, you got a lot of epic shit going on, bro. And I would really say, man, and again, you know, man, I have better shit to do than just sit here and lollygag and just bullshit you. But I thought, you know, man, out of all the people that I've seen online over the years, like, I just, man, I get this feeling, dude, like, you're destined, man. You're destined to do something big. So I truly, that really comes from the heart. I truly believe it, and I wish you all the best, and I'm so glad you could be here. And as always, like I said, I kind of put off a conversation before the show for a reason. So it's just, again, even the show is organic, so that when I bond with my musician friends, that it's just it makes for a good experience on the show.
Yeah, that's dope, man. It makes it a lot more organic. We're actually speaking instead of, you know what I mean, something scripted.
Right, exactly,
awesome.
Man. You know, like I said, you know, I mean, that's, you know, I might have the show is filled with imperfections. I have flubs. Sometimes I repeat things. It is what it is, man. This is, you know, man, you're a real musician. I'm a real rap artist and a musician, man. This is what it's all about. So, man, this half-hour show has gone by quickly. We're down the last couple of minutes, man. What kind of parting words would you like to leave us with tonight on TDR Radio?
Hey, man, I would just like to say thanks to you, man. Thank you so much for having me on. I appreciate it. And, you know, I just like to say to everybody, man, just if you want to rock, just rock. Do what you do. That's it. That's all I got, man. You know what I mean? Enjoy life, and I love everybody, and that's what's up.
That's good, man. You got to, like I said, man, you got a real, you know, I expected good things out of the show, but it went even better than I anticipated. You got a very good spirit about yourself, kind of goes with the aura and the talent behind all of it. So, hey, man, definitely, you know, the door is open. We're going to have you back again sometime, you know, maybe a few months down the road. I'm going to be checking you out on YouTube. And, yeah, man, we definitely got to look into some kind of musical collab in the very near future, man. I think that would come off pretty dope.
Yeah, we will definitely do that, man. Stay in touch with me. I'll stay in touch with you, and I'll send you some links and stuff.
That
Absolutely,
sounds great.
Bro.
I appreciate that. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been tuned in to TDR Radio. Mark Montfleury from New York and Thief the High Priest, Milwaukee rap artist with the West Coast flavor, with the East Coast inspiration. I'm all over Woo-hoo. The map like a spilled 22-ounce coffee. You already know how it's going down. Coming up next will be the 100th episode of TDR Radio. I don't know when it's going to be. Just stay tuned. Keep your ear to Blog Talk Radio. Keep your ear to the street. Out of here tonight. One more tune from Mark. It's called Make a Mess. In parting, as always, we wish you good night. God bless. And whatever you do, don't stop the music.
Sometimes when you want something done right, you gotta do that shit for your damn self. The lost summer. James Dean death machine, baby.